Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And what a great day. It's just getting cooler and cooler out there. I mean, my scarf. Chris, there you go. Exactly. So, well, I welcome everyone today, and I want to tell you a little bit about my show, Adding Value Every Day in Every Way. And today we have Jeannie Michael, Valley Alarm.
Finally back.
I know. You've been traveling around, huh?
I know.
Are you even ready for the holidays?
No.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny when you, like, you kind of get off your boat, and then you're, okay, where am I now? What do I got to do, right?
Uh-huh.
And we have Cheryl Lewis from Lewis Academy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. So, and you said your music academy is officially closed down for the holidays,
right? We are
right?
officially on vacation for the holidays.
How's that feel?
Hallelujah!
I know. I just figured I'd just have you sing for our whole show today. So.
Yeah.
You know what? Did everybody get in time to get all their gifts from you? And
Yeah.
What a great gift. You know, I know that it's just, you know, there's so much music playing right now. And just, I think that's such a wonderful gift to give.
It's a part of the season.
It is a part of the season.
What do people do? You know, all the shows that are going out, everybody's singing.
There you go.
Holiday songs.
I know.
So.
I love it. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. We've got Matt on our board. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great.
Good. You seem a little sleepy today, huh?
Late night shopping, Christmas time,
wait,
making those cookies.
Said you were done. Oh, you
I have one more person to get. I'll say I have one more person to get.
Oh.
And,
is that a tough gift?
It is.
What are you looking for?
My
Maybe I can help you.
It's from my godfather. I always do the golf theme because he's a big golfer and fisher. But I want to switch it up this time just to...
See, that's what I do. That's why, you know, and that's so cool because you don't want the same gift. You want a gift that you really want to give. Mm. You know, a lot of people walk through, and you know, it's funny, I keep saying this. I walk through the mall and I realize none of my gifts are in the mall. That's why I didn't find anything there, you know?
Yeah.
So I want something out of the ordinary.
You've got to go to a good golf course. That's where you have to go.
Oh, I don't know. Are you thinking, like, not even to do with golf?
Yeah, I don't want to do... Usually for Father's Day, his birthday, it's usually, you know,
golf,
Big Five, thing. Sports Chalet, and I want to switch it up this time.
There you go. You know, does he do any other sports?
Sorry for that pause. I'm like,
I know. Yeah.
How about dinner somewhere?
You know, yeah, dinner's never a bad thing.
That is good.
People a night out on me.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
All right, we're done.
Hopefully he's not listening.
I know. Exactly. All right. Well, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that we're in the middle of holidays, but it is a time to actually get things in order. And we actually have Sandalyn that's going to come on today. She's actually been on and is part of Hoarders on TV. And you know, it's funny, we were talking about that yesterday of how many people actually are, you know, it's a problem. You see that on TV. Have you ever watched that show?
Yeah.
And it's like almost over the edge of how much. But, you know, I sometimes have a problem with that because
you're busy.
Well, no, not only that, there's things that really mean a lot to me. Mm. And then there's things in my house that don't mean anything, and I wonder why I still keep them. So, I'm really anxious to hear what she says because of course, with the holidays, yeah. you know, the Christmas tree, and of course, last night was the first night of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. You start acquiring all these things
yeah, you
in
do.
Your home, but are we getting rid of stuff?
Well, that's the other thing. My husband always says, if you buy something,
yeah,
fine, but you got to get rid of something. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, wait. I don't want to get rid
Who
of it.
Who made
you know?
Up those rules?
That's right.
He
and
did.
And not only that, you have to. I have a problem of debagging. Like when I come home, I call it, okay,
oh,
I haven't got time,
yeah,
I've got to run here, I've got to run there. And then that's how my memory works is, okay, it's in that bag, and I put that bag in my craft room. But I can't find anything in my craft room because I haven't debagged for, 5 days now. You
so
know?
Do you ever forget things in your bags and then you go
Sometimes
buy them again?
Sometimes I stand in my craft room and I'm going, I know it's here. I know it's here. I'm not moving out of this room until I find
Cheryl,
it.
Cheryl, are you a shopper?
I am a shopper.
Ooh.
I love to go shopping, but I haven't been. In fact, I don't even have all my Christmas shopping done.
You
I
don't?
So,
I'm so glad you're here. It makes you feel so good. You know what's funny is I did hair yesterday. I did like marathon, and half the people, it's funny, were not done with their shopping. And I'm like, really? But, you know, I don't think it's really a big deal this year. I don't know why. I think that people are more into just spending time together, and it's not about a materialistic thing, although I keep hearing these wonderful things about people going into stores that, you know, it was kind of, I love when it's infectious, where somebody goes in and they've been paying off all these layaways for people.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
You know, yeah, I thought that was a good
Secret Santa.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you have some extra money that you need to get, you know, get rid of, and, you know, maybe a tax deduction, that's a great place. There, I mean, you're helping other people that...
You know, through our church, there are people, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, I mean, like every now and then, just to put something in an envelope and just send it without any name, without any address. Because if you do that, well, then you kind of, you know. But, I mean, just to be able to, you know, somebody opens up and, wow.
I had one of my listeners that actually won on here, and then she donated it back. And so I'm donating it. And, I just think it's so great to do that. So I know I do have some giveaways today because all of December I've been trying to really give back and be a part of that. So I've got some tickets that I'm going to be giving away and also a couple more meal passes to one of my favorite restaurants, Soup Plantation.
I love that.
You do? Yeah. I know everybody. It's funny. I never
nice
really
variety.
Talked about it, but the one in Camarillo is amazing. They've got the best, and right now I don't know why, but it's just comfort
It's soup
food.
Time.
Yeah. But they have, like, really great rolls and really great bread. I mean,
blueberry muffins.
Oh, I know.
And
I have
great
butter.
Salads. They have salads.
Oh,
yeah.
And now, you know what's funny is I've really gotten into their tea, too, because
I think I've tried that.
They have all these great teas. So this is a really great place. So
you mean, like, they just have a good variety?
Like a peach ginger tea.
Oh, those are, that's good. I've
had that. So anyways, so I'm really excited to give away some stuff there, and also I'm going to be putting together some mixer there of just meeting other people that want to network with my show. So I'm really excited to be doing that.
That'd be fun.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to take a really quick break. Stay with us because I think we have Stan Lynn on the line, and she's going to be helping us with all of our organized stuff. And you know, when we bring in all these toys or gifts or things that we have, how we can actually stay not cluttered and enjoy
to
them.
Use them.
Yeah, you know, seriously, that's when people ask me what I want, I'm like, I kind of go for the first, what do I need? Some new socks, you know, that kind of stuff. But then I think, I'm feeling really blessed. I just really need good health, and that's kind of where we're at. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie Michael, and I'm here with Cheryl Lewis, and we've got Stan Lynn on the line. We'll be right back. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have something that you want to talk to us about, let us know. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp, in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I have hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s wholesale jewelry mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. You know what I want to do is actually open up our phone lines. I'm actually going to give away. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll wait, because we're going to be talking for a little bit. But at 8:30, definitely keep this phone number with you, 805-639-0008. I've got some tickets to Soup Plantation. You know what is cool about them, too, also, is they actually have stuff to go. They have incredible, mm-hmm. like, your soups and salads to go. They're doing takeout now.
No, I didn't know that.
I know. It's totally new. So I'm like, ooh, that's another good thing. But I know we have Standalone yourself, because we haven't talked to you for a little while. So I'm really excited to have you a part of my show.
Oh, good. Great. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Standalone Robertson. I'm just to get this out of the way, I'm named after my dad. His name is Stanley, and I'm his oldest daughter.
Isn't that cute? I already did that with all the ladies in the. They're like, Standalone. I go, well, it's. And I told them about your name, so I think mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
so cute.
It is
yeah.
cute.
So that's how I got that part. I'm a professional organizer, have always loved doing it. I'd love transferring the skill. I'm not an expert at it. I'm still growing and, you know, working my place just like everyone else, but I really have some core things that I do to just make my life really simple and free me up to do things I enjoy doing.
Do you have any simple rules?
Yes. I'm one of the experts on the show Hoarders, so I work everywhere from people that hoard, people that are just trying to shave 30 minutes off their morning routine. So
oh.
I go the gambit.
That's cool. A really good thing right there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? We were talking about this on the show yesterday. Are those real? Are those people really that bad? Because they have some extreme hoarders on
there.
They
look that bad to me. I believe it.
Yeah. None of it is staged. I can honestly say I actually will talk to the hoarder on the phone before I get there to make sure that I'm a good match for them, and the show does a really nice job of trying to match us up. If you notice, you never really see me, you know, scooping up dead cats because that's just not my specialty.
Right.
So I will be usually match with someone who needs my type of love and care. Let's just put it that way.
I have a question. You know, like on the show, it's a, you know, they really do get to the extreme hoarder. And, excuse me, but there's also another level of that what a lot of people would qualify for, like we were just talking about, never debagging your stuff when you come from the store.
That's
you
right,
know?
A shop and drop. It's just a shop and drop. It's, for me, it's like Christmas time going to people's houses and opening up these little packages and go, oh, this is cute. It's
I bet it is for them, too. They probably forgot, right?
Yeah, they did. They did. Well, some people are shopaholics. So for the shopaholic, the thrill was actually buying it. They don't really want to use it or anything.
Wow.
That's amazing.
The thrill came from buying it.
I don't have that problem.
Order is
there's
really
a smell when you walk into a department store. You just there's an essence that's
in
there.
Oh, they spray and they go, okay, we're going to attract all the shoppers.
Yeah. Sure, look. Yeah. This is your scent.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Oh, gosh. Okay, so we've got the holidays coming, or we're in the holidays right now,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, our houses are all full of decorations. We're totally congested. Is this a good time to start, you know, simplifying? Or do you want to wait till we take everything down? And or tell us.
Well, there's a few things that you can do now in anticipation of, let's say, the big day. And that is you can organize your refrigerator, kind of clear some space out there. You can start going through the toys with the kids and removing things, working with them about donating their things, mm-hmm. actually teaching them how to do that, how to donate them, share them with cousins, younger cousins,
sure.
Donate them to their play group, their church, things that they're no longer using. So that can be done in anticipation of getting things. It's a good time to go through your ornaments, get rid of the broken lights. You know, if you switch to LED lights, maybe you can just donate the other lights. Mm. You can go through your ornaments, kind of clear out things that are broken, that don't work, and pack away only the best of the best to use next year.
Okay, but right there, stop right there.
Yeah.
There are lots of ornaments in my house that I love. And they're from different people. Like, we go to Knott's Berry Farm, and we all have a ornament
yes.
that we remember. I'm not getting rid of all those, any of them.
I agree.
So now what do I do?
You should not do that. I have ornaments that I'm just waiting for my two boys to have their own home so that I can pass along to them every ornament they made in nursery school.
Yeah.
That's
that.
What I'm
I have
thinking.
Those, too.
I have
those,
a,
too.
The little
yeah.
wreath
oh,
and
yeah,
their
those
picture.
Are the ones you want to keep. But if you, you know, if you got a dollar store Santa at some time that's
sure.
broken now and it's if there's no memories attached, why do you keep packing it up?
Yeah. Well, some people I know have. I'm kind of bad at this, but kind of not. I know some people out there have that problem where everything's a memory. They just attach it, you know?
Right.
It's okay, well, I remember that, I remember it. And it's hard for them, and especially I saw one, I think, on the show that you do. It's really hard for them to let go
yeah.
of something, but yet you could tell them those memories, I guess, are in your head. You know,
well,
you have to remember them there, right?
The average person can tie a memory to something. Then there's the hoarder that almost personifies every little thing. You know, I got that the same day that, you know,
my brother
took me to this. Therefore, you know, I wrote with this pencil. It's just a little nub. You can't use it as a pencil, but I wrote my first thank you letter with that. But what you can do is, and what I do with clients actually on the show, we'll be letting go of stuffed animals. We take a picture of them, and they end up with a really nice scrapbook
very
before
good.
They send their stuffies off for donation.
That's
that would
really
work
good.
For a
you
lot
know,
of things.
I just gave away about 10 bags of clothes of my boys.
Ooh, I did
they
too.
They kind of grew, and I gave them all the Casa Pacifica out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave away by accident mm-mm. some of their stuffed animals that I just... It really brings tears to my eyes of, like, Cabbage Patch doll that my daughter had that I've been saving. And so I, you know...
I wish you wouldn't have done it.
Well, that, it really was a bag that kind of got put in there by accident, you know. But my kids weren't as worried about it as I was. And so you're saying that we save, you know, I have four boxes for each one of my children.
Yeah.
And they're like, really, Mom, we don't want this. You know? So a lot of times we're saving things, but our kids don't really even are going to want it. They want new. And so how do we...
Some things you're going to want to make a judgment about because they, if at 9 years old, they may not want it, but they may not realize the value or the sentiment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when they're 31 and they have their own kids, then all of a sudden they get it, why it was important to save. So some of those things you'll have to make judgments about. Other things you're just going to have to take a picture and let the item go because really when they move into their first place, they don't want 20 boxes of stuff that you thought was.
My son's 35 and I went through that. Now he's married and it's now her house.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that I held dear, like came from my mother. I'm like, oh, my God, they're gone.
See, now, when my sons moved into their house, the first thing that we did, it was Christmas last year. We took over the tub of Legos because Jason collected Legos. And it was we put a bow on it. It's like, we love you. Here we go one more time. The gift that keeps on giving.
Well, that's
so we gave
that's
back
kinda
that
different,
and
but
the
that makes
Star
sense.
Wars collections that they have that were all in the garage. Mm-hmm. And we were able to fill it up with new stuff. So
were they glad they get – does he still have them?
You know, I don't know. I'll have to ask
him.
Yeah,
I'm just curious, you know, because my mother-in-law gave us all his stuff. And let me tell you, we still have that little robot from years ago in our garage and all that stuff, which I think it's cool. But a lot of people, a lot of the kids don't want
them. They don't want
it. You know, I just want to let everybody know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Jeannie Michael here. I've got Cheryl Lewis from Lewis Music Academy in Moore Park. And we're talking to Standalin Robertson, and we're talking about really freeing up your life, your home, your cars. You know, there's a lot of people, I mean, I'm one of those that kind of live out of my car, but how do we simplify our life? That is really my struggle. Our offices, you know, all those papers, our clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there just like a rule of thumb, like, and I just kind of did this on my own, but maybe you can tell me if this is right or wrong. When I come in, I've got, you know, you want to hurry up and sit down and relax, but the first thing I do is, I'm going to debag this bag I brought in my house right now.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
Yeah, you
made a vow to yourself. Uh-huh. There you go.
Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. And I think if you make the home easy, like pretty much if I buy something, I know where it's going to go before I bring it home.
Good rule.
I don't
good
know where
rule.
It's going to live. Then once you get it home, it's just easier to just drop it than to deal with trying to find a home.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
If you get this good idea in the store, you pretty much by then should know where it's going to live in your house.
Wow. Very and Standalin, you know what? That is even really, if you could take that even further, like even with your clothes, you know, if you're buying another pair of black pants, right, and you already have 15 and you're not, you know, I mean, how many do you need, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're like me, you're looking for the perfect pair of black pants.
Oh, see, you might have that weakness too there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, you know what?
I think it's hard to resist looking for the perfect pair of black pants, but I agree with you. If you, in your closet, if you keep all of your black pants together, you have a pretty good reminder that, hey, you're up to, you know, pair number 16. It's probably time to start looking at some of your earlier ones that seem like a good deal but don't look good on you, so let them go.
Right. Yeah. You know, I just want to give out our phone number here. I just had a text from somebody, but I want to give out our phone number here. If anybody has a question on how to get organized, if they have maybe a friend or maybe themselves, you know, I know it's a touchy subject, but our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you want to be on the air with us, definitely. If not, you can just give Matt your question. So, you know, definitely let us know. Also, you can find us on the Facebook on Kim Pagano Show, on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. So definitely get in touch with us. But we were talking about outfits. Is it a good idea, she says, to put your outfits together, or do you keep everything separate?
I think it depends on how you think. I have clients that on their own will pick out an outfit. That's how they want to wear it. And they will even drape the jewelry around the neck of the hanger, and they keep that outfit together.
I've seen people do that, too.
I tend to keep color-coded black pants together, brown pants, you know, that type of thing, and then just mix and match.
So and I dress how I feel.
How I dress.
What if you don't want to wear that necklace with that? You know, you can mix and match, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I tend to just keep the jewelry together and then pull the outfit. But for some people, they need, visually, they need the whole thing. Hmm. You need the story right there in front of them to get it.
Well, you know, I have a lot of clothes. Cheryl, you were going to say something.
Well, I sew. And so when I make something...
You're so creative.
That's... I will make it. Well, here's my problem. I will not just make it in one color. You're going to cut. You're going to sew. You're going to do it in 10 different colors. Mm-hmm. And so I keep... When you were saying you color code things, I was thinking, well, I do it by style. So I'll have the long jackets all together, and they color code with the long, you know, the shirts and... it's just I never thought
that.
So you do
it with styles. Isn't that interesting how different people...
Now,
here's another weakness of mine. Okay, since I do hair, I have tons of products. And I know a lot of my clients have tons of products where, you know, you buy, you know, a mousse, and then you buy a gel, and then you start another one, and then you... What, you know, I mean, what's your thought on that?
Well...
I know we're moving all around.
On that, I made a promise to myself, because when I get my hair cut, there's always something new and enticing that's the right thing for my hair that month. And what I started doing is really making a commitment to myself, if the product works, to really try to use it up before I bring something else to the house.
That's how I feel, too. And also, I'll tell you another thing I do with my products that I get too many of. I find out if I've had them too long, they don't work as well. They really do get old, and I don't have any problem. I get rid of them.
So you shelf time.
Even my makeup. I noticed I had a makeup I had just bought brand new, and I have this other makeup I have, and I thought, oh, my God, the new stuff works so much better and smoother. So I've already dumped it and got more. I don't even blink an eye. I said, it's money, but, you know, if you don't use it up and it's not as good and it doesn't go on as easily, then it's done.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I don't toss things. I find a basket. Like there was a time where everybody was buying Body Works, and you know, you had all your orange, and then you had your grapefruit, and you had your lemon, and so I have this huge basket, and it's all in that basket.
And do you use from it?
Oh,
all
I
the
use
time?
It. Yeah, I use it every day, but the basket just keeps growing and growing. Mm-hmm. Now,
some of it does get old. It does.
Well, you know. One day when I have a lot of time, I'll go through and I'll sort my basket. Mm. You're just showing me all these things in my life where I need to go through. I thought I was the most organized person in the world.
That's so funny.
No, you are, because you've corralled it into the basket.
That's right.
Very different than having it all over the counter, all over the linen closet. So you are doing exactly what I would do if I were coming to your house to work with you.
Okay, so let's...
Good news.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, really. So... You know, you just said all over the counter. I'm like thinking about my makeup center all over the counter. So what is, give us some steps that we can start to get our life organized.
Well, I think the biggest thing that you would want to do is, first of all, cut yourself some slack. You know, how your home looks with kids and a family is very different than how it's going to look in 15 or 20 years when it's just you and your husband.
Very true.
Or you by yourself, or however it's going to work out. And need tips in magazines, listen to people like me on the radio, and think that's the thing they have to do. You have to know yourself. I'm not a morning person. I know that about myself. So I don't plan exercise things at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And to make
good
it
for you.
And to make it even more a positive spin, I've decided that rather than say I'm not a morning person, to say I am a morning person, I just don't want to share it with anyone. I want to have quiet time by myself. Mm-hmm. I wake up at 6, but I don't want to visit with people at a gym.
Right.
Just want quiet time. Mm-hmm. So figure out who you are, and then the things that you implement are more likely to stick.
Great advice. I like that.
Okay, that's good.
We're being hard on ourselves, and we're looking at TV. Come on, The Office and the magazine never has any cords. When I look at my Apple and my monitor and all of these iPhones and iPads, I have cords everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And when's the last time you just sat down and actually picked up a magazine? A lot of people still read them on the Internet, and I really enjoy just holding it at my lap, touching the papers.
Yeah. You guys are going to think I'm crazy.
So nice. You've made a nice ritual out of it.
Mm-hmm. I have a ritual that I just started. Now, I'm 53, and I just feel like I need to be exercising every day.
So I bought, a year ago, I bought a DVD that you walk to. Well, now I'm also a musician, and I want to practice every morning. And so there just wasn't enough time. You had to exercise, and then after you exercise, well, then you needed to shower. Then you sat down to practice. I had to be at the office by 7:45. So what I started doing in the past 3 months, this is crazy. I have a high table. I took a keyboard, and I placed it on top of the keyboard, on top of the table. I turned on the DVD of the walking, and I exercise, and I walk to that. But I turn on jazz music and funk music of players that I, you know, Chick Corea, you know, Stanley Clark, and I listen to that, and then I improvise on the keyboard. So I'm doing my practice, and I'm exercising at the same time, and I got to tell you, it is working like a charm.
Good idea.
30 minutes, I've got my warm-up done, I've already exercised, and then I can sit down to a piano and actually hear it, because when I'm on the keyboard, I'm just doing the exercises, you know, whatever it is that I'm hearing.
And I think that's so great.
Very
and really,
good.
Stanley, that's really what we're talking about, is finding what works for each person, correct?
That's right.
Because we're not all the same.
You're going, you're crazy.
No, I know.
Everybody's different.
That's
the secret, is to know yourself and support who you are in this whole process.
Wow.
And figure out ways that you can keep it simple. I tell all my clients, do you really need to have that big holiday party? Can you just have people over for tree trimming? Just have some hot chocolate and cookies. You don't need to do this meal if it's stressing you out.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the first year that I said, I got a lot going on. I'm going to just take a rest. And it kind of made me a little sad because my house is always party, party, party. Mm-hmm. But I thought, no, I'm going to keep my sanity instead of, you know, being overdoing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you need to know your limits. You know, I just want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now. God, we're having fun. This is fun. I want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. We're talking to Stanley Robertson. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're just talking about kind of, we're at the end of the year, but any day is the right day to just really kind of reflect on who you are. Are you happy where you're going? And make sure that you're making every day last and that you're being effective. I mean, that's the biggest message, right?
Oh, yes. I think that we all, you know, with New Year coming up, everyone makes their resolutions. And then by January 15th, a lot of those go out the window. Mm-hmm. I would say that your reset button doesn't have to be on a year loop. You can reset every hour. Okay? I didn't exercise today. Hit that reset button, and the next hour or the next day is a new day. You don't have to wait until next January to come up with a new list. Just make your cycle and your reset button more forgiving. You know, reset every hour.
Ooh, wow. That's a key word, that what you just said.
Reset.
The word, no, forgiving. Because I think we're so hard on ourselves. You know, oh, I didn't exercise. And then you just keep kind of feeling more guilty and more guilty. Well, okay, and then I'll do it next year. Well, wait a minute. How about right now? Just do 10 minutes right now. Stand there and do that football stance. Because don't be so hard on yourself. Like you say, you had said earlier about a compliment. Well, you are an organizer, you know, and it made me think, well, gosh, I have my makeup all in a little box, and I have this here. Well, you know, I'm a pretty good organizer. I just haven't had time to do what I want. And I think some people, like you say, they're so hard on themselves, they really... How about looking at the good stuff you do? Write a little list and write about how all the stuff that you do and what's cool about you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one drawer, one door. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Don't overwhelm yourself so that you are going, okay, I'm going to conquer the world, and then you never get anywhere.
But when you're forgiving, like you had just said, it really kind of makes you reflect to yourself, which is everything that we're talking about. You really need to take a little moment for you.
Yeah. I also like your restart. I remember one year when I was doing Weight Watchers, and somebody explained it like a dimmer switch. So if you, you know, were eating something and you knew that you weren't supposed to, it was like a dimmer switch. You dim it down and then the next meal. So you can correct and go.
Right.
And
so
you don't have to beat yourself up all the time, because how are you going to be able to be positive and, you know,
restart your day anytime.
Yeah,
I like that. Stanley, always so much fun to have you on and at our fingertips here. I know. So leave us with one message that you would give us so we can really enlighten our world.
Ooh.
She's tough, isn't she?
Yes. I would say that I'm going to give you an organizing tip, because I've already talked about how important it is to know yourself, which I just think that's the number one organizing tip. I think moving forward, things are going to be a lot easier if you have a home for everything in your house. It doesn't matter what type of project you do. You can have the biggest explosion. My husband has come home, and I have, like, smashed down walls to make a room bigger. But the thing is, everything had a home when I was done. Blow up the kitchen with any kind of cookie project you want, but put everything back in its home. So continue to be messy and have fun, but just make sure at the end of the project,
you put everything away
in its home.
That's right.
When you shop this season, where will it live? Help your kids find a home for all of the toys that Santa and that they'll get for their Hanukkah celebration. Make sure that they know where that toy's home is.
I like it. I like it. And, gosh, tell everybody where they can find you.
Thingsinplace.com. Thingsinplace.com. T-H-I-N-G-S.
All right. Thank you.
INPLACE.com.
All right. And I'm going to have you on my website, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yes, I can't wait. That is great. Thanks. All right. You guys made my holiday. Thank you.
You made ours.
You did,
thanks, too.
All right. I hope everything's great, and we'll talk.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks, honey. Have a great holiday. With that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I know we went a little bit over because we were just in the moment. I know. I love it. So I want to give away two tickets to Roxy Stadium 11. That is over on Verdugo Way, and that is in Camarillo, a great theater. And right now is a perfect time to go in, you know, go get some popcorn and have some great time with your kids or just take in a movie. So I'm going to give away two tickets there, and also I'm going to give away two tickets to Soup Plantation over in Camarillo, and definitely it's a meal pass, so you can go in and check out all their great stuff. So what I'm going to do is take caller number 3 and 4 at 805-639-0008. We won't even connect it to any questions. It's just going to be a nice giveaway for the holidays for listening to the Kim Pagano Show. With that, we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us, because we're going to be talking to Cheryl Lewis from Lewis Music Academy.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back, everyone, and I know we had so many callers, and I'm so thankful that I have such great listeners, and I know we've got a couple of them on the line right now. So who do we have first, Matt?
We have Gerald Zuers and Margarita Rochelle.
Okay.
Caller 3 and 4.
All right. And who's Gerald, are you there?
I am, yes.
All right. And do we have both of them on the line? Oh, okay. Hello?
Howdy.
Hi. All right.
Good morning.
All right. It's Christmas and it's Hanukkah. All right. All right. So thank you.
Oh, she's got her bells in the background. I hear them.
I know. I love giving away. So how's it going, everybody out there?
Wonderful.
Absolutely nice. Yes.
Good. Where are you guys calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Paula.
And? Where are you
from?
Oh, you guys are both Santa Paula's. Okay, great. Are you all done with your shopping?
No.
Not even close.
Yay, I love you. Makes us feel so much better in here. I think that's the stance. All right, so you know what? Thank you so much for listening to my show and share me with everyone.
Absolutely.
All right.
Good job.
You got it. All right, and if there's anything, is there anything else that you would love to hear that maybe I'm not touching?
Not that I can think of offhand. I thought of a question for the caller after... your last guest after she was gone, unfortunately.
Oh, my organizing mm-hmm. one? Yeah. What is it? What is your question? And I'll get it to her.
Oh, it has to do with handling creative chaos. I'm involved in tons of different creative projects, and that's what I just get overwhelmed with. You know, I'm surrounded by things that I have started or intend to finish up on. And
how do you organize that?
Big
right?
and bulky, yeah.
Warehouse. Yeah, so or put them in boxes and put dates on them and then go back to them?
Oh, they're bigger than that.
That's why I said warehouse.
Yeah.
What's your creative process?
Yeah, what are you what are you creating?
Oh, some of them are large 6 or 8 foot tall sculptures. Some are big internally lit pieces. Some are right now at the new cancer center at Community Memorial Hospital. I have a set of pieces that are 8 or 9 feet tall called Accomplishing Impossible Things. They're each these big tall silhouettes of people doing things. And so I kind of some of them end up being pretty big.
So then you get them back and you want to know what you're going to do with them, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to have to find them a home.
That's right.
Warehouse. Build a warehouse
that's what
on
I
your
said.
Property.
There
yeah, but you then you could reuse those too.
Yeah, but you can also donate them to different places so people mm-hmm. could see your beauty, your art.
Mm-hmm. And those are just some of them, but I mean there's tons that just they seem to grow.
That seems like a good hobby, though.
Yeah, and now also...
you're going to have to ask her that question. That's going to be good for her.
Margarita, what do you have going on?
Work, and more work.
Okay.
But, I like your idea about donating because, I've had so much stuff pile up, and it's good stuff. And I usually... the first people call me and ask me, do I have anything to donate? And all you have to do is leave it on your porch. They don't knock on the door. They don't bother you.
There you go.
They don't bother anyone. And it works out really well.
All right.
All good stuff. They pick it up. They take it. They leave you a little paper. And
yeah. Somebody else's,
somebody else can always use what you no longer need.
That's right.
Or even things that are new that you just put aside because you really don't need it.
I love it.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Gerald and Margarita. Keep listening. Share me with all your friends. And, enjoy. Stay on the line. We have your phone number. I will call you and get you your tickets.
Cool.
All right. Enjoy.
Have a good holiday.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. Well, with that, Cheryl, what do we have going on in your life?
In my life, the studio is closed. We're actually closed for the holidays.
So does that mean you're not singing? I doubt it.
I have church, for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. But
right. When do you start again?
We open back up on January 2nd.
Oh.
So this is my time to kind of go through and just, we're rewriting books and we're always creating new things. The studio is, I'm passionate about it. I love what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Duh.
So here's a question. Did you have your holiday shows and all that?
Yes, we already did back the first week of December, so that's done. The rock band, concert was so good.
Was it?
Yeah, we just did that on Friday.
You have to let
night.
Me know so I can come and check.
I'd like to see it.
What we do at the studio, every teacher has just regular lessons, and what we do that's different is we teach
regular lessons and on all instruments, so piano, guitar, bass, you know, drums, violins, violas. But then what we do is I sat back and I thought, well, what made music fun for me? Why is it that I go, why is it that I'm up at 5:30 in the morning and I'm exercising and I'm walking and I'm playing? And I found that time because I felt that I needed it. That's part of who I am. And then start teaching at 7:45 in the morning, you know. Well, it's because I found the fun parts of music. And that is where you share it with other people. When I was a kid growing up, I was jamming and playing. We had a rock band. We were Cathedral. When we were moved out here, we were Message. And, you know, for 30 years, we had a rock band going. We were out playing, performing. And that just made it a lot more fun.
You know what I love about music? It just makes people happy.
It does.
And it could actually, you know, spark a feeling of something that you've done in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, Jeannie, you're going to be there, but I have a birthday coming up a couple days after Christmas, and a couple of my girlfriends are having a slumber party for me.
Oh.
It's funny how life just goes all the way around, right? But how fun. So they were asking me, what's some of your music that you like? And, of course, it goes back to my teen days. That's where, you know, I think that's where you really capture your lifetime music.
What was that song? Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to live? I can
I love that song, yes.
And I am transported back.
Did you come to my slumber party?
I go back to fourth grade, living in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and going to the roller rink.
See,
you know, it's like
I was in the roller.
It's just like it's immediately music has the ability to take you back to transport you anywhere.
You know, right after our Christmas party, we did with our company, which is, you know, alarm companies, and we had multi companies come because we all kind of get together. We went to Universal Studios, and we went back. All of us went out to dueling pianos. You go to dueling piano night, Howl at the Moon, it's called, and they always play these, oldies, the hip ones, and the memories that come. It's just, and you look at everybody there, they're all smiling, they're all happy because of the memories it evokes.
You know, when I used to teach at the schools, I would tell the kids, you know, try to explain how important music is. And I can remember one of the things I would do with them is I would tell them, I want you to watch the movie Star Wars.
Mm.
And I want you to turn down the volume. I want you to turn off the music. And one of the things is, like, when you hear dun, 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 you know, you would, my guys were little guys, and they would take the blankets and they'd start to put them up, you know, over their eyes. And it was, there was nothing on the screen. It was a black screen with just stars.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew that next person was going to be in evil.
That's right.
So the music set you up, and it made you feel a certain way. And it's just, it's so important.
I always found that a fascinating area right there, just to write music to film. That's a whole other ballgame right there.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing, Jason and Jimmy right now, and a team of, actually most of our instructors, they're having Creative Fridays.
Mm.
And every Friday they work at their studio, and Second Story Studio, and what they're doing is they're writing, they're trying to get their sound banks.
Wow.
So I think
that's
it's
cool.
Just, you know, because our studio is open Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday, all the teachers, we're all writing music. And, it's what we do for fun.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we just happen to do it during the day. It was our career. We are just blessed beyond belief to be able to do that.
That's
so
cool.
When you have your family gatherings, right? Are you
jam parties?
I figured,
jam parties.
Right.
In fact, I'm sure there'll be one over this holiday. We just haven't set the date for it yet.
You know, that's how I grew up. Everybody in my dad's family all played guitars, and that's what they did. They guitar and sing.
That's where our rock band program came from, because when the kids were little, and well, even today now, we call them the young pups, but oh my gosh, it was back when, you know, if I look 10 years ago at a jam party, first of all, you empty out all the furniture in your house.
Of course.
You pull in two drum sets.
Would she be like the coolest mom or what?
She'd love our living room, wouldn't she?
I'm telling you.
Timbales in it.
It was awesome. But it was, so when the guys were little, they would come up and they would play. And they would, you know, start on keyboards. And there I was playing with them. And, you know, you had keyboards. We would share them. Then they'd go over with Uncle Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Mike's playing with them. They'd all go Jim, you know, on the guitar. And so it grew to,
they grew up that way.
Now when they play, now we are working to keep up with them. You know what I mean? The ties.
Isn't that funny how life is a big circle?
It is
unbelievable.
Well, and they've got new ideas, different ideas.
Oh, yeah. So when we started the rock band program, it was because
We did that. That's what we did for fun. Mm-hmm. Back when the kids were really little, we would be out gigging. You know, I mean, I've been gigging since I was 12 years old. You know, I'm 53 mm-hmm. now.
What does gigging mean?
Going out
anybody's
and
out there.
Performing. Okay, you're going out and you're performing. You're doing company parties, yeah. weddings, and things like
right.
that. And now we're all in our churches, so we still get to play.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the jam parties are just awesome.
That's great.
And so...
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, we're almost done with our show. Did this go by so
oh
fast? But you are listening to mm-hmm. the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Cheryl Lewis. She has the Lewis Music Academy in Moore Park. Just a great, I mean, not only, it's all about music, but it's all about family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
and her whole family teaches you there.
And you feel good when you walk in there. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
yeah. And it's definitely, you know, I know that you're closed right now, but if anybody needs anything for music, this is the place to go.
That's
about
right.
your number?
Phone number is 523-1615, and the website is lewismusicacademy.com. We're closed just for teaching. I mean, I'm still going to be there every day.
How did I know? Okay.
I mean, I'm still there every day. And we're
so people can still get gift certificates
and all
that. Oh,
yeah.
We're
doing gift certificates. Cause just go to the website, and my email is at the bottom.
Oh.
Send me an email. And, I mean, I am in town. It's just that I am now working on... You know, there's 50 million things that you have to do.
Well, you know, you've talked about this before, is if you don't sell instruments there, but so if you get an instrument at Costco or any of the other place.
You need a teacher to teach you, because you're going to get it home, and that child is going to look at it and go,
like, no batteries. No.
Exactly. If you're going to buy the instrument, purchase a gift certificate for lessons so that they'll know what to do. And with us, we teach you day one, you will be playing the song. A lot
day
of times,
one?
Day one. People will call in and
go,
well, when do I start to play? You know, because they're thinking you do scales. You don't. For us, obviously we're going to teach you scales eventually, but not get in there, have fun, learn.
That, you know what? That's so smart.
That's the way to go. Yeah, have fun.
Oh, yeah.
But... Because you don't want to, I mean, kids are impatient. I'm impatient.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know.
So
I'm,
are adults. Yeah, they
no,
want to play. They,
yeah.
That's why they bought the instrument.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So start learning. What's your favorite song? Here, this is how you do it. Now, look, this is what it looks like on the page. And look, these are the scales that you use. But your first thing is, this is how you play it. Because that's how I learned. I sat down, I had a keyboard, and I picked out.
What was your first song?
Supreme. Oh, wait. First. I don't know the first one. Oh my god.
No.
No, but it was Supreme Baby. Ooh,
oh, I
man.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm stumped. But it
the
was a Supremes Baby.
Yeah. yeah. Now, do you play the guitar?
Yes, but I'd have to say that my instrument of choice is piano and voice.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, with your degree in music, you learn every instrument.
Which is the easiest instrument?
Piano, without a doubt, hands
really?
Down. Really? All mm-hmm. kids should start on piano. In fact, even when you get your degrees in music, everybody has to test out a piano. My sons had to play Mozart sonatas, and they were able to just go in there and take a test and, you know, pass the class. All their friends were in there for 2 years, 3 years, mm-hmm. some of them 4 years for some of them. But every musician from a good university, you have to pass a certain level of piano. Mm-hmm. Then you have to require, reach level 8. On your instrument?
You know, we were at a Hanukkah party the other night, and one of my friend's moms, she's 94, and she was playing the piano. If you
aww,
would have seen her,
yep.
she was so happy.
Yep.
And I, you know, it's amazing. She said, it's like riding a bike, you know, mm-hmm. although she wouldn't be able to get on a bike, but
yeah.
you could always play the piano,
yeah.
and it just brought, she sang all the, you know, had played for all those songs that we were singing. And
yep.
I just think that's something that, it's like a life gift.
She played yeah. it by memory?
Yeah.
How
oh,
nice
yeah. And
that.
I don't even
yeah.
think she ever, yeah. she said she never really, she just plays it by.
Well, once you learn how to do charts, I mean, there are only so many chords. And that's the beauty of learning about music. There are only so many chords that you can do.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a pattern. You put your key in and you do these certain
so
chords.
So it's kind of like memorizing, right?
It's memorization.
Like a
it's
puzzle,
hearing
too.
Where mm-hmm. it goes. Bum, bum, da, 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 da. That's what those notes would be on the piano. When I'm exercising in the morning and playing, there is no sound coming out of my keyboard. I sing it, which helps in my ear training. It helps in, my mm-hmm. singing. So it's kind of like I'm really doing my voice,
you're
my
doing
piano,
both.
My exercise, mm-hmm. and a lesson
absolutely.
All at the same time.
Wow.
But, You hold it all together.
Yeah. My dad loves to play the piano, too. Uh-huh. I love that.
I do, too.
Yeah, at any of the holidays, you know, they migrate to there, and all of a sudden you start hearing music, and it's just such a happy...
It is.
It is a happy song. So I know you always have, songs for us. Do you have anything
you know, I didn't come up with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let your heart be light. That's about it.
That's awesome. Is that awesome? There and you know what? I would, I mean, I bet your holidays, I mean, all of you guys singing. Now, do your boys sing too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to get them in here to sing because I've only heard them play their instruments.
Yep.
So no, we all sing. We all
the whole
play.
Family. In fact, the day I went there, you had your son teaching in another room.
Oh yeah, so. There's the for yesterday and Monday we were all teaching. Then the last few minutes of class, we would bring all the kids together. We were playing games and giving away cookies because everybody was bringing cookies to the studio. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if Mrs. Lewis eats all of these cookies, so we had to vacuum the studio about five times each
so
day.
All the kids
because they were dropping
and
cookies. And God bless them. You know what?
Those are love trails, babe.
That's right.
That's right.
I was told that a long time ago. Those are love trails. So when my kids are leaving messes, I just go, okay, they're not going to be here forever. So, right?
Yep. So we're eating cookies, playing games, and singing, Deck the Halls with the Love. And all the kids are singing at the table. I mean, it was awesome. It was really
you guys
sweet.
Have so much fun. You know what? It's not too late to get any gift certificates for the holidays.
Correct.
And, you know, if you're sitting there thinking, God, what am I going to get my kids? This is a lifetime
that
gift.
I think it's a love gift. You were talking about certain things that are just special, certain things that are different. I tell you, there are parents that are in our studio that their husbands bought them gifts. And, I mean, years later.
And not only that, if you can't think of a gift for your whole family, you have the family gift, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is the
best. The gift of time, being able to be together.
Give out the phone number really quick one more time.
523-1615, website lewismusicacademy.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being a part
of
our day here. You have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for being here.
You're welcome.
It's been a long time. I'm glad you're here. Matt, thank you on the board. And congratulations to my winners and all my callers. Definitely always call in because what we do is I take everybody's name and then I pick something out really great for the end of the month. So definitely be a part of our show and like us on Facebook so then you can know what's going on. Also, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is the essential thing is knowledge. But character is important too. So with that, God, I wish you a wonderful day and thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show and I'll talk to you tomorrow.